This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So I want to share with you two ha'aras of the Ben La'ashri, the Tzaddik of Ranana. Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Beis, Pasuk Dalid, Vayelech Avram, Kasher Diber Elav Hashem, Vayelech Itoy Loit. Who went with Abraham? Loit. The Lashon is Itoy, with him. Itoy. Then, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Aleph, Vayal Avram Mimitzrayim, Hu Ishtoy, Hu Ve'ishtoy V'chashalev V'loit Imoy. In the beginning of the parasha, it's Itoy with him. Then Yud Gimel Aleph, V'loit Imoy. Then Yud Gimel Hey, V'gam Loit HaHolech Es Avram. Why the change, asks the Ben La'ashri in his Ha'ara, from Imoy, from in the beginning of the parasha, Itoy, to Imoy, to Es. Why the change? Furthermore, the Ben La'ashri asks the following question. It says, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Beis V'Avram Kaved Ma'od. Avram was very laden. Ba'mikneh ba'kesef uva'zahav. Okay, Vayilech L'masa'av. And then, what did Lloyd have? V'gam Lloyd Halech Azram Hayot Soin Uva'kar V'oy Halim. And tents. It doesn't say tents by Avraham. Why does it say tents by Lloyd? That is the question of the Tzaddik of Ranana, the Ben La'ashri. I would like to offer my own suggestion, but first let's hear what the Ben La'ashri has to say. And he says the answer to the question of why it says Oihalim by Lloyd and not by Avram will help us answer the diyuk in why in the beginning of the parsha it says Itoy, then Imoy, and then Es. And he says as follows. He says it could be that of course Avraham had tents, but it didn't have to say it because for all practical purposes, it does say it. It says, Vayilech l'masov minegav yad beisel, ad hamokim asher hayisham ahaloi batchila, to the place that his tent was in the beginning, bein beisel uvein ha'oi, el mekayim ha'mizbeach, asher asa sham barishana. So in the beginning, it does not have to say and talk about Avraham's tents, because clearly Avraham already had tents, as the pasuk says, ad hamokim asher hayisham ahaloi, Batchila, and then in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Ches earlier it says Vayatik Misham Mekel Beisav Vayit Ahaloi. So we know Avraham had tents, and at that point in time it didn't have to talk about Loit's tents because Loit was sort of subsumed and batel to Avraham Avinu. Loit sort of deferred; he was subsidiary to Avraham Avinu. He did not have his own name on the tents, and therefore it did not have to talk about Loit's tents. Merely Avraham's tents. However, at this point in time, Lloyd begins to be tempted by going to Sodom. And the reason why he was tempted, says Ben La'ashri, is he was affected by his stay in Mitzrayim. And the Tumah of Mitzrayim is starting to chip away at Lloyd. And he decides he needs to separate from Avraham. And therefore now Lloyd has to have his own tents. These tents are called Oihale Lloyd. These are Oihale Resha. Like it says, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayehal Ad Sodom. Now Lloyd is sort of making his own home for himself. The tents of Avraham were a continuation of Vayech L'Masav Asher Yisham Aloy El Mekayim HaMizbeach Asher Asa Sham B'Rishayna. Avraham's tents are connected to the Mizbeach at which he was Karei B'Shem Hashem. And originally Lloyd was part of that quarters because Lloyd was secondary and subsidiary to Avraham Avinu. However, now Lloyd begins to have his own attitudes, his own ideas. He was affected by being Mitzrayim, and now he's being drawn to Sodom. This, says the Ben La'ashri, may explain why in the beginning it says, Vayelech Itoy Lloyd. Itoy is a lashon of S. He's subsidiary. He's batel. He becomes a nishtabe to Avraham Avinu. He's ancillary to Avraham. He's Itoy. He is batel to him. And that's the reason why his tents are not mentioned. And that is the reason why it says Itoy. And yes, that is why in Pasuk Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Hey V'Gam LoLoit HaHolech Es Avram Haya Tzoinu Vakar V'Oyalim, when it talks about Loit's wealth, it says the word S, and Rashi says what caused Loit to be wealthy, the fact that he went with Avraham, but not just that he went, but he was batel to Avraham, and he was nishtabe to Avraham, and he was ancillary to Avraham. However, in the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel, Now Loib begins starting to get his own ideas, and he's starting to be inclined towards Sodom because of his stay in Mitzrayim. So now it's no longer Veloit Itai, now it's Veloit Imai. Now Loib, so to speak, is his own personality, has his own agenda, and instead of Itai, which implies subsidiary, but now he is Imai, he's his own person. And says Ben Lashvi, that is why it does not say Oy Halim by Avraham, because we already know he had Oy Halim. But Loit, now for the first time, he's sort of trying to make his own space and his own reputation for himself. So it introduces Hayotzeinu Vakar V'Oy Halim. I would like to suggest as follows. The Bereishis Rabbah says in Parsha Mem Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, Hayotzeinu Vakar V'Oy Halim. The Medrash Darshan's Rav Tuvia Bar Yitzchok Amar Shnei Oihalim, two tents. Now, a Isha Chashuva is called a tent, and these two tents refer to Rus Hamayaviyah V'Na'ama Ha'amoynis, who would come out of Loit. By the way, just a side point, the Yifei Tayar says beautifully, the reason why Loit was Zoyche to have two great righteous women come out of her, it's because Es Avram. It's because of his association with Avraham. But be it as it may, the word Oihalim specifically refers to Rus and Naama. In fact, the Yedei Moshe on the Medrash says, Chazal derive that it refers to Rus and Naama because it says Oihalim by Loit and not by Avraham. So here that's the answer. It says Oihalim by Loit and not by Avraham because it's specifically referring to these two great descendants that would come from Loit, which did not come specifically from the line of Avraham, and therefore it says it the word Oihalim by Loit, and it does not say it by Avraham. Okay, this is the great presentation of the Ben La'ashri, the Tzaddik of Ranana. Wishing everyone an amazing day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.